How did the moon get its markings?
To find out what's really going on up there, I spoke to planetary expert Professor David Rothery from the Open University. What's actually causing all of these craters? Is it meteorites?
It's meteorites. It's cosmic debris, chunks of rock, chunks of ice, sometimes bits of comet, that will hit the moon at 20, 30 or so kilometres per second. 30 kilometres a second. That's fast. And that's why you get craters which are about 30 times as big as the object that hits the surface. And if you think about the moon going around the Earth, keeping the same face to the Earth all the time, that means that the moon has a leading side and a trailing side. As you look at the moon in the sky from the northern hemisphere, at least, it's the left-hand side of the moon that's travelling forwards and the right-hand edge of the moon that's being dragged along behind it. So it's the forwards travelling hemisphere of the moon which is facing into danger. So it's that's travelling towards the debris, and the other side is travelling away from the debris. So it's the moon's leading edge that has more impacts, about 1.4 times as many craters as the trailing hemisphere.
Why is it that if the Earth's gravity is stronger than the moon's gravity, why is it that these meteorites weren't coming to Earth? Why did they end up hitting the moon instead?
Okay, well, the Earth's gravity is certainly strong enough to keep the moon in orbit around the Earth, but something that's whizzing past the Earth at 40 kilometres per second is scarcely going to notice the Earth before it's gone past the Earth. If you miss the Earth, there's still a fair chance you'll hit the moon. So the Earth doesn't get in the way of much that's headed towards the moon. A much bigger effect on the density of craters on the moon is the fact that the moon keeps the same side forward all the time as it orbits the Earth.
When do you think was the last time that the moon had to sustain one of these super fast meteorites?
Oh, the moon is being hit by crater forming impactors all the time. They can be recorded from Earth. If you look at the night side of the moon with sensitive equipment, you can see the occasional flash as something hits the moon's surface and causes a glow. So we know that at the present day we've got more impacts on the leading side than on the trailing side. We think the moon has been having an asymmetric distribution of impact events for at least 3.5 billion years.
Well, there you have it. The Earth isn't quite as effective a shield against meteorites as you might have thought. There are some seriously speedy ones out there. Now, to whet your appetite for next time, we'll be tackling this question from Natasha.
Hi, Naked Scientists. My question is, why does my stomach loudly grumble when I'm hungry?
Something to chew on for next week. And if you think you have the answer to Natasha's question, then send it in to chris@nakedscientist.com, or you can tweet @nakedscientists or get involved on our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum.
And that is all we have time for this week. Thanks to everyone who's been on the show and to Georgia for putting the programme together. Do join us next week when we'll be looking for the fuels that could power our future. The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is sponsored by the STFC and Rolls-Royce. I'm Kat Arney, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.